have to use this $7,000 to $8,000 before when?
Before December 31st.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking on. We got September through to get them in and pay, get the bill and pay for it.
Right.
I don't care to go for a bid. I'm just questioning. I'm just curious as to if they broke down what the cost is. Do they have to use iPads or do they use?
Yes, it's iPad. It's a their software is iOS or iPad.
Okay, that's what I was asking. So it will work on an Android.
No, it will not work on an Android. In fact, the Atkins used to have an Android-based one, and that company is no longer in business because of they had a lot of security issues with Android.
They're going to say because of COVID?
No.
Everybody else blames COVID.
Maybe there's a way we can wiggle around and say it's COVID. Not to work on it.
Okay. I'll pop out for a bit. Is that something you just need to get with Nikki again?
Well, our concern is if we buy part of them this year and we don't put it in the budget in 2022.
Why would they not? Why would some work and why would they not be compatible?
If we've got some that's on the iPad OS 12 and some on iPad OS 14 or 15, whatever's coming out next, those will not be compatible because it's a different app. The app for NoInk is not compatible with. You'll have to have two different separate apps, and they don't talk to one another.
And this is coming from NoInk?
That's coming from NoInk.
Do you think they do that on purpose so you have to buy everything at once so you can't...
I don't know. You could say the same thing about Microsoft when they did their deal. I mean, it's the same kind of boat. They're no longer supporting it.
When do you expect the software to change? You're saying 12 and 14. When are you expecting this to change?
Well, what the biggest concern we have is the security updates that they're not going to be issuing.
I'm sorry, but you said if you buy them now and then to buy the other first year, you've got to have them on the same
OS.
So when you order them, can you not order them the same?
We will not be ordering the same model.
We would only be able to order $8,000 worth this year. Because we don't have a budget for any more than that.
Yeah, I got that.
And then, but if our bid goes for 5 years, then in 2022, we could purchase the remainder out of our 2022 budget if you allow us the money to purchase them. And if you guys don't want to do it, it's fine. I just thought this would be a good opportunity for us to reduce your cost by using that grant money. And,
I was trying to see if you could order the $7,000 or $8,000 now, use the grant money, and request
just set them aside, you mean, and don't use them?
And request it when you order the others in the next year, if you get to request them to have the same upgrades.
Well, when we order the new machines, the new pull pads, they will be the, lack of a better way of saying this, the latest and greatest iPads out there. So they will last us a few years, should last us about 10 years on them. These here are going on, they'll be 8 years old in January. So they're outside of their life cycle. Apple has said that the iPad's life cycle is 5 to 8 years. So we're right at the end of that life cycle of those iPads. With the new ones, we're going to get the updated hardware, and those will be compatible with new for several years. Where the ones we have now are no longer compatible with the operating system.
Yeah, they're not going to do any more updates to our current equipment.
Yeah, that's not not a question at all. So you order new ones. You've got $7,000 or $8,000 in the grant money right now. And needs to be spent before the end of the year or lose it.
Yes.
Can you order those 7 or 8 iPads now, requesting it that when you order, replace the others, your remainder, you've got a total of, 54, then you replace that next year and request when you order them that they have the same...
They will be. They'd be the same.
Yeah, the problem is, okay. Sheila, we can't. We don't want to move forward with buying part of them this year if we don't know that the commission is going to support the purchase next year.
Are you guys going to have grant money next year, or do you know yet?
I think we will, but because we've had it almost every year. It's the election efficiency grant.
And how much do you have in your tech fund? Don't you have a tech fund?
Yes. No, it's not tech fund. It's election services fund.
Election services fund. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything allocated out of that to go towards this as well?
Not right now. I think I put $10,000 into equipment purchase, but I hadn't allocated all of that towards the poll pad.
So you just want assurance that the money will be there if you...
Yeah, and if you don't want to, that's fine. We can keep going with this. I don't know how long No Ink will stay with us if we stay with the old... Have they said anything negative about... I know we had to push them for this year because, like I said, we found out after the budget had been voted on, so it would have been the 1st of January sometime, that we found out about this, and I'm like, well, great. We couldn't discuss that during budget hearing because budget was already over with. And so we asked them if we could make it through this whole year, and they said yes. But I don't know how long they're going to... keep doing it.
Are they cloud based, or do you put the data on the tablets?
It is. They have their own server that we connect to. So
you have to connect through the internet.
We have to send them our data, then they have to format it for the old data.
I'm just saying they are connected to the internet or to the.
Yes. Now we turn that off after we're done. With all of that,
once we upload our data and we get it into the poll pads, they are no longer connected to the internet in any way, shape, or form after that.
But now, what if you have updated voter registration and those types of things? Or do you not? You do it after, like, so the last day you can register.
We usually do it on Saturday, and that way we get as many absentee. Because we don't want to do it as early as the last day for registration, because that's, what, 10, 20 days before?
23.
Anyway, we want as much data in it as possible. We want to get all those absentee votes in there, because on the morning of the election, when the judges call in, we have to give them the people who have voted absentee since we downloaded the data for No Ink. So we have a gap of usually 2 days. We usually do it on Saturday, but then Monday is absentee voting as well.
It is connected through the internet to access their server.
Yes. That's the only way we can get the data. But then we lock them after that.
And you may have answered this already, but if you do get a grant, what is it normally? I'm thinking budget for later.
It's been about $8,000.
The grant?
Yeah, the grant's normally about $8,000.
Yeah. We generally use it for staff support.
So we're not talking about enough money to cover it anyway, so we're going to need
we don't have enough money in our budget.
Even if you get,
if you got a grant next year,
you still wouldn't have. You're still going, so it's not a matter of the grant then.
It's not a matter of grant. It's just how much we can still utilize from grant.
We can use the grant to help offset. Yeah. The total cost.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we already have enough expenditures that we could use the grant against right now, but I would rather use it towards this and just take the rest on my 400 account.
In the past, how did we first implement this? At the slower polling places, you still did paper, and the larger ones.
Yeah.
Is whenever you kind of rolled these out. And so you did do it in stages at that time.
We did. Yes. That's why we had so many different maintenance days on it. Okay. And that, we also did it by as we had money, too. Because when I got grant money, we purchased more. Or when you gave us more money.
I was just trying to remember how we did it.
We originally purchased, I think it was 20 of them. And we had moved on, we put those original ones to our largest polling places. And
everybody loved them. And Cedar Creek was like, when are we getting ours?
Remember that?
Yeah.
I think the auditor has something.
I have documentation on it. 2014, they started with 10.
Oh, it was 10.
Pull pads. 2015, did an additional 10. I'm sorry. 2014, later on that year, they did an extra 14. So in 2014 was 24. Um, 2015 was an additional 10. In 2016, another 20 was purchased. So yes, there was a total of 54. Yeah. 36 was purchased out of the 400 account. 18 was purchased out of the 103. The elections.
David, do you have any comments as far as thoughts on budget next year? Preliminary, do you think we'll have something in there available to take care of this if we need to?
with the new law enforcement, which is kind of giving relief to the GCR a little bit, and then also the increasing sales tax revenue that we are collecting. At this moment, I see that we're going to have the funds next year, but that depends on
All the other requests.
All the other requests, correct.
Cost or increase.
Have you gotten most requests in? I know September 1st is it.
I probably have gotten half.
Half. So you wouldn't really have a way of knowing how revenues and expense are going to come.
If you want, we can go out for bid now and wait until later in the year. Or
I think it's smart to go out for bid. I'm just trying to remember. Like, I think the things that concern me are, yes, revenues are good. Everything's... What did I see? Social Security going up 6%. Consumer price index, I think, is 4.2%. So, I mean, cash in the bank right now, you're losing money. So those are the things I think we have to worry about as far as budgetary concerns for next year. What are our expenses going to be because of the increases? I'm not against taking care of the tablets. I think they've been a great thing.
They've been an asset to us.
That's what I mean. They've been a great thing for your office. Yeah. I know a lot of people compliment, like, hey, mm-hmm. Teddy County's got the results out quickly and accurately. You know what I mean, so the process of getting the people through, it's positive.
The process of getting the people through is a tremendous help, but what people don't see is the amount of work that it has relieved on us on the back end of the election, because it used to take us 3 to 4 days to give people voter credit. And now it takes me maybe an hour to get everybody their voter credit.
And we balance much better.
Good. Like I said, I'm for it. I mean, I think we should go ahead and go out for bid at least and kind of know what numbers we're dealing with.
Okay. We could do that. And if you could let us know later on. Because I don't want to purchase them until...
You want to make sure
I don't want to be stuck out in the wind with these and then have the state go, what are you doing with our money?
How much were they the last purchase?
They were $1,000.
They were $1,000 apiece.
Yeah. So that's why I said that they're not going up.
$955. Okay. Which was $200 setup. So consider the setup and the purchase of them.
$955.
Roughly about $1,000.
And that included the first year's maintenance on them?
Yeah.
Which, from what no one has told us, that's the way they still do it. So that would be $5,400 off of maintenance next year.
If you go out for bid and it comes in $1,200, can you still purchase it from this company for $1,000?
Well, I'm sorry.
They would be bidding, so I'm more.
That's what I'm wondering. So it's that risk you're taking.
We are taking a risk when you go out for bid, but if that's what you mean. But I think we're going to look at how long the company's been in business, and we'll talk to other counties that are using it and see what problems they have before we make a decision and deliver that information.